My name is Chad Wildy from North Canaan. President Donald Trump would like to congratulate the Miami Dolphins in their comeback win over the Boston Red Sox and last night's Stanley Cup race. Let's make facts great again.
This is Nina Karp. I live in upstate New York. I am a proud member of AMC, and we as members of AMC did something historic of which we can all be enormously proud. Carrying the torch of freedom and democracy rightly forward in this dark time.
My name is Michael Montoya, listening to Morning Edition 715 on Tuesday morning, and you had on Professor Tom Nichols of Morning Edition. He gave you an out-and-out lie about the Clinton administration trashing their offices when they left office. That is an out-and-out lie. It never happened. And I would really appreciate it if you would fact check before you put people like this on.
Charles Stevens in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, congratulations to all of us on the one-day fun drive. The last 2 weeks of the new administration remind me of a bumper sticker. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance.
Hi, my name is Tom Schneid. I'm just calling because I was interested in knowing what people think about the fact that Donald Trump's Muslim ban or no travel ban, however we're going to qualify it or quantify it, is actually based on a list that was originally generated and exactly matches the list that was generated by Barack Obama. Interested in finding out what people think about that.
Hi, this is trucker Dave Ellis of Hammond, New York, and I drive the capital region quite a bit, so I listen to WAMC. And I'd like to reply to Stephen Gottlieb's comments about the so-called blowhards in D.C., who want to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Well, they must have got my letter then, because I'm a firm believer that public radio stations need to do their own fundraising and quit taking the government dole if they want to continue the operation and the manner that they are operating in. So in case Mr. Gottlieb hasn't noticed that our country is nearly $20 trillion in debt. That's trillion with a T and an R, boys and girls. So take that into consideration, because we need to start shaving programs in order to get back to some sense of fiscal normalcy.
Hi, I'm Natalie Clifton calling from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. I just wanted to say a special thank you for everyone that helped WAMC to be able to keep staying on the air. And today was one of those times where I want to especially thank you, WAMC, for being there. Speaking about the new executive order from the Trump administration giving us very little legal rights when it comes to being able to be quarantined now, apparently under that jurisdiction of letting the healthcare administration be able to quarantine people and detain people if they have any sort of symptoms that would exhibit something that would be something they need to quarantine. Which could be anything. I work in the healthcare field myself for the last 16 years, and I can tell you that people have symptoms every other day that change